That's all ring time. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and restaurant inspecting the present Abner's daughter Pearl sent him. Listen.
Abner, are you sure they ain't a set of directions with this thing, Summers?
I've looked everywhere, and I can't find none of them.
Did you look in the box to come in?
Yeah, I looked in there.
Well, that's sure peculiar. You'd think surely with a contraption like this, they'd send some instructions with it. I reckon some of this junk ought to be put together.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. It's scattered all over there.
Maybe if we could put it together, we could tell what it is.
Well, I don't know what goes where, though. That's the trouble. Sure, it's a batch of junk here. Wires, metal, gadgets, I don't know what all.
You ain't got another letter from little Pearl, have you?
No, ain't heard nothing since that letter when she told me she was sending me this prize.
Well, I was just hoping she'd wrote you again and give you some hint of what it is.
No, okay.
Maybe you ought to write to her and ask her.
Oh, I hate to do that, Mom.
Well, Granny, it ain't doing you no good this way, not knowing what it is.
I know, but, well, I just hate to admit to my own daughter I don't know what her present is. Hate for her to think her papa's so backwoodsy he don't know nothing. Might make her ashamed of me, embarrass her in front of her friends.
Well, let's look through the box again for some directions of some kind.
It ain't no use, Mom. I've looked every place.
Jenny, I wonder if we could have burned them up.
Burned them up?
Well, sure. You know, a lot of that stuff was wrapped in paper, and we throwed it in the stove. We might have thrown the directions in there, too.
Oh, my goodness, I never thought about that.
You hadn't been so excited when you got it and started stirring around in that box, you might not have lost them.
Well, you was excited, too. Fact is, you and Cedric were the ones that drug most of that stuff out of the box.
Well, no use to argue about that. That ain't going to help us none. What we got to do is figure out just what this thing is.
I wish I know.
It's embarrassing having folks come in here and ask what it is and not know what to tell them.
Well, I don't know why you should care. You just tell them it's mine and that I'm the one that has to tell them I don't know what it is.
I still think it's some kind of a radio. But I'll be dead blamed if I know how to work it. It's got a couple of dial things on there that looks like part of a radio.
Mm, we ain't been able to get no programs on it, though.
No.
Looks more like a big machine I seen one time in a doctor's office.
No, I don't think so. Could be a corn sheller.
Well, I don't know.
Washing machine.
No, I don't believe it is. Don't believe it is.
Dishwasher. Have you got a dishwasher?
Why, sure. I've had her for 40-odd years.
I ain't talking about Elizabeth.
She washes the dishes. Good one, too.
Wait a minute.
Say that part.
Could be some kind of a doctor office outfit. Little Pearl's a nurse, ain't she?
Yeah.
I wonder if she could be some kind of a doctor machine. I know what she'd be sending to you for, though.
No, I ain't say it. Don't reckon she wropped up the wrong package and sent it to me, did you?
Well, I doubt if she'd make a mistake on something as big as that.
Ted Rick still thinks it's some kind of a newfangled electric pinball machine. We spent an hour over here this morning trying to put nickels in it.
Well, it ain't no pinball machine. I know that for sure.
What about them words that's printed on there? Don't they mean nothing to them right up there, them little things?
Oh, I reckon they do. More than likely the reason they put them on there.
You'd think so.
I noticed one place here it says volume. Down here it says voice. Just wonder if there's some kind of a jukebox.
Jukebox?
Yeah, they have them in restaurants, you know. Maybe little Pearl thought it'd be nice to put in the Meadowlark here.
Yeah, but she just sent it to me.
I know that.
And besides, there ain't no place to put nickels in it, or at least way Cedric couldn't find them.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you had to put nickels in it.
Of course, now, maybe this is the kind you have to put dimes in. A dime will get in a lot of places where a nickel won't.
Dime will get you in a lot of places a nickel won't, too.
Yeah, it will. Yes,
I still think you ought to write a little for... Well, hello, Ben.
Howdy, Bob.
Abner. Howdy, Ben.
Say, you notice anything different about me?
Different?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Is it...
No. Abner, can't you get?
Well, you look about the same to me. Shaved off your mustache?
No, I never had one.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Doggies, I don't know.
Give up, love?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
You too, Abner?
Yeah.
Look, new hat pearls on my shoe.
Well,
getting all dolled up for the banquet. Fellow's got to look his best when he's going to be the guest of honor.
Oh, you bet your life you do.
I'm going down now to get a haircut.
Well, Dogie, you are getting yourself fixed up.
Don't blow your top. Snap your cap.
Rest of us won't look good enough to sit at the same table with you, Ben.
Well, I'll use my influence and try to get you in. I got lots of friends. Oh, by the way, I ran into an old friend of mine, a former Mount Idy resident.
Well?
He was just driving through. Lives in Oklahoma now, Tulsi.
Uh-huh.
I told him to drop in and take a look at that contraption your daughter sent you. He can probably tell you what it is.
He can?
Yes. Mechanical-minded sort of fellow. Knows all about machines and all that sort of thing. When he was only 7 years old, he took his mother's electric washing machine all apart, every cog, and he did it in 9 minutes and 27 seconds flat.
Holy, that's fast.
Yes, sir. And it took his mother 3 months to put it back together again.
He was a lot faster than her.
Oh, that'll give you an idea of what a smart youngster he was. He'll be over here in just a couple of minutes. Albert Mason. Nice fellow.
Albert Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you reckon he can sure enough tell us what this contraption is?
Oh, yes. There's no contraption in the world he doesn't know the name of. He works for one of the biggest mechanical research outfits in the state.
Then he ought to know, then.
I didn't mention that none of us knew what it was. Sort of hated to admit it.
Yeah, that's the way we felt about it, too.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to get on down to the barber shop. Maybe I can find somebody down there who'll give me a hit about that surprise you're going to give me at the basket for my
life. Oh, you won't find it out, Ben. I'll tell you that.
Have you found it out yourself yet, Ron?
No, I just ain't hit on nothing, have you? I always most wish now I hadn't have said that.
Well, you better be studying up something awful fast. You just got till tomorrow night.
I know it. We've got everything arranged except in that. You've taken care of all the invites, ain't you?
Yeah. Everybody's coming except Uncle Henry Lunsford.
Why ain't he coming?
Well, ain't you here? He's madder than a wet setting hen because we're having this banquet for Ben instead of him.
Well, law me, he don't deserve no banquet or nothing else. And Ben does.
Yeah, but he don't see it that way. He said, wait a minute, I bound you, that's that friend of Ben's coming up out there along.
Yeah, looks like a stranger, all right.
Yeah.
Looks sort of like a drummer.
Yes, he does. Dirty.
Well, I'll be glad to find out what this contraption is.
You won't be no gladder than me. Now I can write to little Pearl and thank her for it.
This is our lucky day. Well, howdy-do, sir. You must be Mr. Mason.
Yes, you're right.
Ben Withers was just telling us about you. My name's Edwards, and this here's my partner, Mr. Peabody. Junior partner.
Well, I'm glad to know you both.
How do you do, sir?
Ben asked me to drop in and look over some kind of machine you got here. Wouldn't tell me what it was, though. Acted sort of mysterious about it.
Yeah, well, that's Ben for you.
This is it right over here, Mr. Mason, right there.
Oh, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, see, that looks like a good one.
Oh, it's a dandy.
Yes, sir. In fact, that's one of the best you can get.
It is.
I know that.
But why don't you stand it up? You got it lying down on its back.
Oh, well, I thought I might get tired and have to lay down on my side there to work it, sir. Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah. Stand it up.
Well, we just set it that way temporary, anyway.
I see, yeah. Well, why don't you put the nameplates on it?
Nameplates? Does it have them?
Why, yes. You can see right here where they go. They're just little metal things that you're passing on, you know?
Oh.
Mr. Mason, just exactly what does it say on them nameplates?
Oh, just usual stuff.
Usual stuff?
Yeah. Tells what it is and the company that makes it. It's not important, just makes it look better.
Yeah. Just what company makes this?
Oh, I don't know. Any one of the companies that makes this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, just what company do you think made this one?
Well, can't tell. All I can tell is that it must be Army Surplus. You can tell by the color.
Oh, natural.
Yes, sir. You're sure lucky to get one like this. It'll last your lifetime.
Well, that's nice.
What do you plan to use it for?
Why, we sort of planned, but... Mom, what was we going to use it for?
Oh, just the regular stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way to get the most out of it.
Uh-huh. You ain't got any suggestions on how we could use it?
No, you can tell that better than I can. You know what you want it for.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, you know, you're going to get a lot of good out of this.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, I knew a fellow once, elderly man. He was retired, pretty bored with life in general, even contemplating suicide. Then one day, he got a hold of one of these, got interested in it, and you know, it made a big change in him. Gave him a new lease on life.
Well,
yes, sir, it's a good hobby to have, and I think you're very wise to take it up.
Well, thank you.
Well, I hate to rush off like this, but I've got to be on my way. Glad to meet you both, and I certainly enjoyed seeing this. You ever want to know anything about her, why, just get in touch with me. Ben knows where to reach me. Well, so long.
So long.
Much obliged to you,
yes,
Mr. Mason.
Don't he's a nice fella.
Yeah, he's nice, old.
He knows what he's talking about, too.
Oh, you can tell that.
Yes,
but we ain't no further ahead than we was before.
Huh?
I don't see how he could have did all that talking and not mention the name of this thing just one time.
Well, he might have told us if you hadn't acted like you knowed the dad blame much about it long.
Me? Well, you was the one that kept bowing and grinning and nodding your head. Well, for goodness sake, he's coming back.
Oh, good.
Hey, can I leave my car keys in here?
Well, I don't know. I'll look around here.
Mr. Mason, can I ask you a question?
Why,
well, I hate to show my ignorance, but just what is this contraption?
Why, it's a shortwave transceiver.
Oh, sure.
What's the matter with that?
Oh, wait. I found my keys. They were in my other pocket. So long.
Yes, so long.
Much obliged to you. Granny's, I'm sure glad he had to come back after his keys. Now we know what you got. A shortwave transceiver.
Yeah. Lom.
Yeah?
What's a shortwave transceiver?
Why, Abner, I ain't got the least idea.
Why, a shortwave transceiver is a... Well, I don't believe I know either.